Knitmares. Looking for socks in all the wrong places. All through my life, I've had to account for the whereabouts of missing socks. In my early years, I diligently looked for the lost sock, thinking myself responsible, perhaps even negligent. After many years of sock searching, it finally dawned on me. I'm not misplacing them. They simply disappear. But where do they go? There are many theories about the mysterious disappearance of socks. Some people think they jump over the rim of the tub in the washing machine and go down the drain. But has anyone ever found a sock in a drain pipe? Have they ever pumped out a septic tank and found it clogged with socks? I think not. Others wonder if socks are carnivorous and consume one another in furious feeding forays. If this were true, one ravenous sock could wipe out an entire dresser drawer. Some self-proclaimed experts claim socks are the larval stage of coat hangers, since socks disappear and coat hangers multiply. Do these people really believe that by some complex metamorphosis, socks emerge as coat hangers in the same way caterpillars change into butterflies? At my house, coat hangers vanish. Does that make them the larvae of dust balls, since those seem to flourish? Or is there, as some conclude, a marauding band of sock thieves? If this is true, why do they steal only one of a pair? A small vocal group of Americans see a foreign plot behind every problem. They insist the Russians, in addition to messing up our weather, are vaporizing our socks. They use the clever rationale that this keeps us constantly on the wrong foot, continuously off balance, and therefore unable to run our country with both feet on the ground. I don't consider Russian technology advanced enough for such a massive undertaking or overtaking, but I'm sure that they have scientists working on it. Some people in my family think I throw away their socks on purpose. I swear it's not true. I don't put socks in the garbage can, sacrifice them in late-night secret rituals, or believe in the sock fairy, no matter how many coins I find in the washer. We must face the facts. The single sock population is on the increase. They come to us mated, but in a short while, one of them is gone. After many years of studying their mating habits, I have come to the inescapable conclusion. Socks don't mate for life. It is my theory that socks seek out other mates and form new attachments. This overtly romantic attitude, this promiscuous habit, breaks up two pairs at once, leaving behind two sad single socks. I believe these sudden disappearances are directly related to numerous sexual attractions. Consider the evidence. How often have we found them clinging to the inside of our underwear? Outrageous behavior indeed. The little rascals are especially attracted to men's shirts and the inner folds of fluffy bath towels. Or could it be that they get caught up in the dizzying whirl of the spin cycle in the washer and end their disorienting dance with new partners? Or maybe it all begins as an innocent case of static cling in the dryer. But perhaps we are responsible after all. We throw them together underneath the bed and forget them. We leave them pressed together unmated for days at a time in the dark recesses of the clothes hamper. Whatever the cause, our socks find new mates, and rather than be separated, they run away together. My conjecture is supported by the ever-increasing number of single socks left behind without any mates. It only goes to prove the lint always looks fluffier on the other side of the drawer.